My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast, The Force is Strong with You All. And remember, Sith Walk.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
And we're doing it live. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is James. And yeah, this is where we talk about all things Star Wars. And David, you just got back from a vacation.
How was that? And you let me know, hey, David, you know what? It's our sixth anniversary.
Well, I was going to get into that. But yes. Okay. There it is. Today is our six-year anniversary of
James inviting a complete stranger over to his apartment.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
And doing a podcast. But yeah,
the dates don't, because we recorded on this day, but then like I think I released the episode like a few days later. But this was the day we recorded it. And do you have that picture I sent to the group? Do you have it ready? I should have asked you before we started.
I don't have it locked and loaded or anything. But
okay, I have a picture here. I'm gonna just put it up to the screen. But yeah, so in case
you're wondering, that's the way, so everyone knows, that's how we know it's our anniversary, when that picture comes back around and says, this was taken 5 years ago, this was taken 4 years ago. So yeah, so yeah, that was 6 years ago in James's apartment.
Yeah, back in San Marcos. And 6 years ago, I cannot believe it has been that long. And we've been doing this crazy podcast since then.
Yeah, and Retro Ray says, say what?
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that crazy? But yeah, 6 years ago on this day, David came over to my apartment, and he and I had only texted. We never hung out or anything. And so this was the first time we literally hung out and literally just started talking about Star Wars. And so if you ever go back and watch that first recording or listen to that recording, that's all it was. It was just David and I.
Yeah.
Talking about Star Wars. We had lapel mics as our as our microphones, and oh my goodness, we had no idea what we were doing.
Like you mentioned, I just came back from a trip to Hawaii, and I explained our whole origin story to some of the parents that went with us on this high school Hawaii trip, and it was funny. I had to like rethink back how we met and how the podcast came about. So I'll tell the story again.
Oh, here we go. In case you don't know it, everybody, this is the story. And if you have heard it, here it is again. It's exciting.
Okay, so it was Force Friday at Target in a city called New Braunfels, Texas. Not a city we were both living in at the time, but somehow, some way, we did the Force Friday for The Last Jedi. And me and my buddy Sam went. Sam invited me to go, which is weird because Sam never invites me to go anywhere. And it was weird that he wanted to do that experience. I think he wanted to go with me since I was like the biggest Star Wars fan he knows, I guess. And I was thinking about not even going. So if I never went to Force Friday at Target in New Braunfels, this podcast may have never existed.
This never would have happened.
So, okay. I'm like, okay, I just came back from Celebration Orlando 2017. I want that Celebration spirit. That's why we go to Celebration, to have those feels when we go to Celebration. So I was like, okay, I remember Force Friday for The Force Awakens. It was awesome. There were so many people there. I want to get that vibe back. So we go late at night. It's going to be a midnight drop. And there's only like 10 people there. And I'm like, man, this is not good. people are like shying away from this, and this should be like a big event. So anyways, I was like, okay, I want to do the Celebration thing. I want to talk to the other people in line. So it's something I rarely do, is talk to other people anywhere out in public. But I approached the guy behind me. So the guy behind me was very like standoffish. He wasn't kind of into it. I don't know what his deal was. I tried to talk to him, ask him questions. Nothing. So then I go to the next person in line. So the next person in line is James. So I see his shirt. He's wearing a Last Jedi shirt, and he's there with his wife, and she's wearing the same shirt. And I tell James, Celebration, did you go? Thinking you're going to say, oh, what is that? Like usually everyone says to me. And he goes, yeah, I was there. And I said, oh, cool. Like half believing you, because I didn't know who you were. I was like, so did you go to the 40th panel? And you're like, yeah, I was there. I spent the night. And I said, okay, what poster did you sleep under? And he goes, the Grievous poster. And I said, I was on the Grievous poster. And then I remember I took like a big picture of the entire crowd. And I brought up that picture on my phone, and I shoved the phone in your face. I said, find yourself then. And you get my phone, and you're like, I'm right there. And I look at it, and I look at you, and I look at the picture, and I was like, oh, my God. Somebody from San Marcos was sleeping right next to me.
<That's> so weird.
Then that got the ball rolling. We started talking. I realized you're a hardcore Star Wars guy. And we're kind of like half hanging out with each other. And kind of like half talking about stuff, like looking at all the merch that came out for The Last Jedi. And then I guess we exchanged numbers. We took a picture together.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that picture.
Yeah, we exchanged numbers. And I thought you were never going to call me. I thought I was never going to call you again. But what was our first kind of like text to each other? Do you remember?
Well, because Force Friday was still going. And so my wife and I, like, we went home, went to bed, and then the next day we went shopping again. And then I think we were texting, hey, did you find anything else? Did you get anything? And then because you said you were looking for the Poe Dameron helmet. And then I said, I'm looking for the art. I think I want to get an R2-D2, the Sphero R2-D2. And you were like, get it. Like, just do it, man, because those things are going to sell out really quickly.
Do it.
And so I did. I got that. And that's how you and I started talking, was like, what did we buy? What else did we buy throughout the day? So this is funny. Sam took a picture of you showing me the picture. So that it's documented, everybody. Like, this event really happened. When we got there, they had the guard, and I took a picture next to the guard. And the reason, the reason David knew it was Celebration was because on this particular Last Jedi shirt, it actually had the logo on the side of the Star Wars Celebration Orlando. So that's why he looked at me. He goes, oh, wait, you were there. And did we take a picture? I thought we took a picture together.
Yeah, we took a picture in front of one of the end caps on the toy aisle. I believe it was Rey with the Falcon with her staff, I believe.
And I can't
something
find
like
this
that. But anyways, yeah. But I was asking what was our first, like, who texted who first? I don't really remember.
I think I reached out to you because I was excited. I found
something.
That makes
sense.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I found something, and I said, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna text that David guy this. And what's really funny was my wife remembered your name, but I didn't, even though I wrote your name down.
Okay.
I called you some other name, and
my
wife,
I'm so bad
with like,
names now.
You mean David? I was like, yeah, David, that's his name. David, yes, let me text David. And
you're probably like, why is this guy talking to me? This guy just randomly approached me.
It was really crazy, because then we would just text each other throughout the because that happened September or October?
It was in the fall, yeah.
It was in the fall of 2017.
Yeah.
And then The Last Jedi came out. That whole thing happened. Went to go see it. Everything happened. And then my wife got tired of me just talking to her constantly about Star Wars, that she brought up to me. Hey, you and that David guy should start a podcast where you two just talk about Star Wars. And I said, what? She said, yeah, just see if he'll come over and y'all could just sit around and talk about Star Wars all day. And just that's each week you just talk about something new with Star Wars. And I said, that's a weird thought. I never thought about doing anything like that. And so I texted you, hey, you want to start a podcast? Which is now the equivalent in the 90s. Hey, you want to start a band? Now it's, do you want to start a podcast? And you said yes. Gave you my address. You came over, and this was the second time ever seeing you in person. So it was really weird. And it was like,
tell me, do you still invite strangers to your place?
No, no way. I have to like get to know these people more before I can even just be like, hey, yeah, come on
over.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was like, this guy's trusting me to come over and he doesn't like even know me. I was like, what if this guy is like the guy I need to be afraid of?
Yeah, what if I was the crazy person? But yeah, we get that he comes over and all I have is these two lapel mics that I connect to his phone. I connect to my phone. And then we just recorded the episode, and the sound quality is terrible because we didn't know what we were doing.
But you can still listen to it on Spotify.
You can see, if you go on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you scroll all the way down to that very first episode, you'll hear just how horrible it sounds. I think I went back and I made a recording apologizing for
a special edition.
Yeah, it was a special edition. I said, here we go, everybody, just so you know, this was our first time. We didn't like know what we were doing when we recorded. And then after the episode, I remember I listened to it and I was like, oh, that was good. That was a lot of fun. Maybe we can do it again next week. And that was it. And then you kept coming over. We started buying better microphones. Joseph Waldron came on and he joined us, and he was on for a long time. And yeah. Joseph was really great. And unfortunately, he got really busy. He had to move. I think they're welcoming kid number two very soon. So yeah, he got very, very busy, and unfortunately he couldn't be there anymore for us. But yeah, for a while there, it was just the three of us were podcasting each week, and it was so much fun. And we had all those crazy theories about the rise of Skywalker. Like, we had all like what was going to happen, and then Solo was coming out. So we were talking about Solo, and that kept us occupied. It's just wild to think that 6 years later, we're still doing this. Like, we still sit around and talk about Star Wars, and it's still relevant. You know what I mean? Like, I was afraid there for a moment, like, man, what if Star Wars kind of just like, what if we have nothing to talk about when it comes to Star Wars? No, man, we still have a lot of stuff to talk about with Star Wars. So yes, 6 years.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. It feels like it's been a while that we've been doing this, but when you say 6 years, that feels like nothing, you know?
Yeah.
6 years isn't really a long time in the grand scheme of things when you're 42 years old. So it's been something, man. I had a podcast before Star Wars that it was very, very short lived. But anytime I've tried to start things with other people, other like-minded people, it just pops and fizzles. It doesn't last. So this is like the only thing that's ever really lasted in my life this long. So yeah, I don't know. It's still going. People are listening. We can see live how many people are listening. We can see all the people on chat. Ray, Tim, General Kenobi. Hello there. Happy anniversary. Thank you, sir. Tim, who's our meme lord, and
thank
Facebook.
You so much, Tim, for all the memes you post on the Facebook group page. That they mean the world to us.
Yeah, Brandon Jordan says happy anniversary. Miss you guys.
Aww.
Tim Seitz says, did we just become best friends? I think when we're talking about our original meeting.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah. Facebook user who hasn't logged in says, what up? And Raymond says, may the force be with you long time. So it has been with us long time.
It's been with
me for 4 decades, pretty much. So
yeah, it's wild I just recently watched the latest episode of Bad Batch today, and it just always blows me away at how much of Star Wars there is. You know what I mean? Like, how much is going on, and it's like, well, this is never going to end. You know, Star Wars is never going to end. And it's weird that I thought about it for a moment when we first started recording. I was like, what if we just run out of stuff to talk? There's so much. There's so many things in Star Wars that can keep coming up. And, I'm just glad we have a small little voice in the whole scheme of Star Wars is this little podcast is, you know, quite a few people listen to us, and so it's pretty
it's Joseph.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh, Joseph, like, man, yeah, that was great. We had a lot of good laughs back in the day. Oh, we dragged.
Is that Joseph. Still Joseph?
Is that still Joseph?
It
better.
It could be
Joseph.
Someone else.
Yeah, we dragged Joseph to Chicago. We didn't drag.
Oh
him.
Yeah, yeah.
We all went, and that was
thanks so to Colin, fun. Who we also I met in Orlando before I met James, even though James was there with us, which is weird to say. To figure out, do all the mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
So I met Colin. I stayed in touch with Colin, and Colin's like, yeah, we totally need to like keep on going to Celebration together. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. You won't remember me next Celebration, buddy. But yeah, Colin's a part of the podcast. He was like, I know a place. It's going to be in Chicago. I know a place we can stay. And you and James and Joseph can stay there too. And he hadn't met you two guys yet.
Yeah, it was weird.
And James was like so apprehensive about this. I mean, he was confident with me, but he didn't know Colin. And he was like, should we just get an Airbnb like as a backup?
Joseph,
I was like, no, man.
Thinking about this.
I was like, no, man. He's cool. He's cool. So, I mean, you were in the situation of you didn't know this guy is another complete stranger, but it all worked out. We stayed in, I guess, a condo downtown Chicago, probably like, $1-2 billion condo.
Yeah, that was a very nice, like, that view. I think every night after we turned the lights off, Joseph and I would just look out the window and just be like, look at, like, it was an incredible view of the city. And then in the distance you could see one of the Great Lakes in the background. And yeah, it was the craziest. That was the craziest experience. That whole Celebration was wild, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's so tough for me when I think back out of all of our Celebration trips to figure out which was the best Celebration. They all have good moments, good memories, great experiences. So it's super tough to pick. That Chicago experience was so great because we had that condo, that like luxury condo we were staying in. And I mean, we were so close to the Celebration. Joseph was there. You were there. Colin was there. Colin had his friend Chris there. And it was, We did our own thing. We'd come back together. We'd meet back up. We'd hang out. We would split up. We would do our own thing. We'd do our own experiences and come back, share some experiences. I mean, it just worked out, man. It's like, I don't know. It's one of those rare things because we all kind of like wanted to do separate things. I went to a Cubs game, so I got to do that and go to Wrigley Field.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You did go to the Cubs game.
And it was freezing, man. It was
freezing.
I bought these gloves. I bought specialized, like, winterized gloves from Amazon. The freezing air went straight through those things, man. And they gave away blankets. I actually have it up right here. It's a, if I tilt, do I have anything that I don't want to show? Oh, that Cubs careful. Blanket.
Oh, that is awesome.
So they gave away those. So I have that to block the light, to diffuse the light. Right now it's daylight. So, and to keep my room dark. So yeah, I wanted that blanket really bad, and I met a whole bunch of people from the 501st that were there. That's they did awesome. A Star Wars day at Wrigley Field, and yeah, I've been to Wrigley Field. That was one of like the items on my bucket list type thing. And it was freezing, man. It was so cold, and I sat way up in the upper deck, and the people from Chicago that were there had like no issues with it, but me being from South Texas, I'm like a hot weather person, so. It was cold, man. It was so cold.
I remember it snowed for one of those days when we were
that
there.
That was epic, man. That was so good.
Wild. And what was really cool, if you ever go back and watch like the highlight video that Star Wars put out for this thing, some people took advantage of that and they walked out in their snowtrooper outfits in the snow. And they did like videos, and there was a snowball fight somewhere. Everyone in their Star Wars. I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. And of course, us being from Texas, we were pretty miserable, but it was fun, but it wasn't as fun as we would have wanted it to be. But I'm like a broken record, but yeah, if you ever look on our page for the Celebration videos, I was editing them. David gave me footage, Joseph gave me footage, and I recorded footage, and I put it all together every night. I would edit this thing and upload it. And, that snowy day was really something, because you could see it was coming down too, and we're not used to that, and it was and you could see everyone else all like, oh yeah, this is great, and you see us, we're like, this is, it's like that scene from Cool Runnings when John Candy keeps walking outside, yeah, and we just stay inside because it was too cold. And then yeah, that was a lot of fun. And that it's so crazy to think back that was, you know, back in 2019, and now we're in 2024, you know, like, yeah, almost, yeah, 5 years have passed since then. And it's wild. And I'm glad that we still get to do this each week, you know, even if it's not us, you know, we have other, the podcast has grown quite a bit, you know, it's still great that this channel gets to keep going. And hopefully we keep going to more celebrations. And
well, the next one's in Japan.
Next one's in Japan. So are you going? Have we talked about it? Are you going?
Are we going? Is it time to talk in private now in public about going?
When you're from Tatooine, you're not used to the weather. Yes, that is absolutely true. It was cold as Hoth while we were there. Yeah. And there's something really funny happened while we were there. Do you remember the person trying to pull into the parking lot behind us? Yeah. They kept getting stuck.
we were standing there watching them.
And there's like a line of people just watching this poor person trying to pull in. And they,
yeah, we were up like four, yeah, five, think, stories.
Yeah, three or four.
Just like looking stories.
Down. This poor person trying to park their car. But I laugh. And in the end, I was like, I couldn't do any of that. Like, it's cold. It's ice. It's snow. I probably would have messed up. But yeah, it was pretty nice. It was a great experience. But there was no complaints from Vader about the sand on Hoth. That's very true. Vader was like, this is fine. I can take this. But he's stronger than we are. So are we gonna go to Japan, or are we gonna do this?
Well, I mean, so the thing with London was, I was like, okay, well, it's all the way in London. I'm just gonna say I'm going and just try and speak it into existence. And I mean, you think London, I'm in Texas, so London, I mean, that's a long ways away. Yeah. That's a lot of money. I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go. And then when the tickets went on sale, I was like, okay, so if I buy these tickets, I'll be able to resell them. So I just bought them, and I just acted like I was going because I didn't think I was gonna go. So and my wife was like, I don't think you're going.
You're like,
and then I was like, it got to the point where it was all about my passport, because by that time and place, before the trip was going to happen, I knew I had enough money, and all that was in the way of was getting my passport. And I think it took around 3 months for you to buy the passport, then actually get it in the mail. Oh, but boy, it did come in early, so I didn't have to worry about that. I was cutting it really close, because I'm not someone that travels to different countries or anything, so I didn't have a passport. That's my very first passport that hopefully now I'll be able to use it when I go to Japan. So Facebook user says it's expensive to come here. I've been back to the States for 4 years because of the cost. Timsite says it's not that far away when London is still in Texas.
That's very true. If you ever go to London, there's another one in Texas, in case you're wondering. But
yeah, there's a London, there's a Paris. But yeah, I think that was the only thing in the way. And then I thought about the flight, that the flight was 9 hours long, man. And I'm not that bad with flying, but I was just thinking, man, sitting down for 9 hours being trapped in that plane is going to be hard. And the trip over there was kind of hard. I mean, the plane was fully packed with people. I went with Carl, who I usually go with. And I sat there, I had to sit there for 9 hours, and I can fall asleep anywhere except on a plane, because my body for some reason just automatically jerks me awake, you know? Maybe it's like the whole like you're in public type thing, yeah, and you don't want to be caught like drooling or snoring, and maybe that it's that like psychological thing. I don't know. But the plane ride back, it was like a poor man's first class, because everyone in the plane had a seat, had a row to themselves.
Nice.
So everyone just lay down, and the flight attendants never told us anything, didn't wake us up for our meal. But the funny thing is about the London trip was right as you got onto the plane, you were in London, because all the flight attendants sounded like Spice Girls. So I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa. This is...
Am I already here? What happened? Yeah. This is incredible.
Yeah. And Carl like set up the trip and the stay and stuff. And yeah, that worked out too. I wish you would have gone, James.
I know.
That would have been cool.
That would have been the best.
The thing that's really weird for like a non-traveler is when you do finally travel, everything is different but the same. All like the environments and like the grass and the trees and the way the highways are set up, it's all kind of the same, but it's still a little different. And this recent trip that I just came back from Hawaii, it was kind of like that too. All the highway systems are about the same. It looks kind of the same when you travel to places. And I was just in Houston actually a couple of weekends ago, and there was a part of it that looked a lot like London. And I was like, wow, it feels like I'm back over there. And then you drive into a different part and it feels like, okay, you're back in America. Okay. But yeah,
that's San Francisco. If you ever go to San Francisco, like you take a turn, you're in a whole different city, even though it's still San Francisco.
But yeah.
So let me ask you this question, David. So since this is our anniversary of the Star Wars Stuff podcast, let's talk a little bit of Star Wars, and let's go back and tell me, what is your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me what my favorite Star Wars moment was.
No. I'm never going to do that again.
My favorite Star Wars movie. And I can't.
Yes, you can. You can do this. All right, everybody, we're going to hear what David's favorite Star Wars movie is. Ultimate Star Wars movie.
The one that's in my head. The one they haven't made yet.
Oh no! Come on.
Well, I mean, I always go back to Return of the Jedi. I mean, that was the movie that I would watch A New Hope and watch The Empire Strikes Back to get to Return of the Jedi, so I could see the entire story. Mm. So the Return of the Jedi was like the icing on the cake, and that space battle to me, man, only rivaled by Rogue One. I think that's what kind of really gets me going. And the fact that Rogue Squadron has been shelved, to me, that's such a no-brain slam dunk idea to do a space battle Star Wars movie with X-Wings and TIE Fighters and just have that be kind of like a bigger section of a Star Wars film, and to have like maybe a beginning, middle, end battle in a movie would be just terrific. And from going to the trip to Hawaii, my daughter was curious because we visited Pearl Harbor. Mm. So she wanted to know more about it. And I told her, well, when we get back home, I'll show you what happened where you're standing right now at the memorial. So just like a few hours ago, I showed her that action sequence that ILM did for the Michael Bay movie Pearl Harbor. And I showed her where the missile dropped and hit the Arizona and sunk it. And that's where we were standing, right over the Arizona where that happened. So to me, like the dog fighting, the space battles, that's so good. You can't get better than that. That's incredible. Just all the movement. And when I was a little kid, I would used to, when my parents would take me out to the mall, they couldn't leave me alone at home because I wasn't old enough yet. They would take me to shopping malls, primarily Windsor Park Mall in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And they would be shopping. And I remember going through the clothes that were hanging on the racks and just like going in between them, like imagining myself being like in like a fighter, like in the Millennium Falcon or an X-Wing. And my mind would just go there because I was just so bored of just being there with my parents and them just like shopping. And I think it's primarily my mom just looking at clothes and just for hours on end, wanting to get out of there. And my brain would just daydream about that stuff. And that was my big problem when I was a kid. I'd daydream so much and wanting to be in a different spot. And it was usually a Star Wars scenario. So yeah, that's kind of left me, but now I've been thinking about like my own ideas about stuff and all the digital content now that we have. I mean, that's kind of quenched my appetite. It's that. I think it's Return of the Jedi. I always return back there to that being my favorite movie. Rogue One has done that weird thing where it's gotten better over time. The only and through the public too. The public has now recognized Rogue One, it seems like every successive year, as being better than when it was presented to us. and it just gets better. It's a weird thing. It doesn't change, but somehow people like it more. Yeah, it's
our
site
changes and we love it more. Yeah.
I
haven't seen Rogue One in a while, so I think I have to. It's about time for me to watch it again.
When it came out back in IMAX, when it was re-released, I wanted to watch it before I went, but I was like, nah, I gotta wait. So I watched it again in IMAX, and in that movie, it feels like I'm waiting for that end battle sequence. I love all the acting. Felicity Jones was great. Borg Gullet was great.
Borg Gullet was amazing.
Yeah, he was fantastic. That whole ensemble cast did a great job.
That was a big deal, that movie. And I think it's getting recognized more because of how big of a deal it was when it came out. And so that's a good answer, though.
Yeah, Donnie Yen was great. Yeah.
Oh, man. I needed one more fight sequence with Donnie Yen. I needed one more of him beating up stormtroopers with his staff. I think that would have been really good.
And a lot of people ask themselves, should Donnie Yen have been a Jedi? You know, because he had the stick, he was using the stick. Maybe you could give him a lightsaber, but I don't think it would work thematically or story wise if he was actual full blown Jedi. Then he would have been probably removed or been the focal point of that story. But since he was just a guardian of the wills there, he wasn't really pursued heavily and was able to be a part of the ensemble.
I remember one of the early theories about his character was he was a former Emperor's guard, the Royal Guard, because on a quick shot he had red on him and everybody thought that's part of the tunic. And he was good with the staff. He's holding a staff like the guards did.
Interesting,
And on the frame, of course, it was the trailer we're watching, and we're just dissecting each frame.
Right.
And it's him walking, and all the troopers backing up, pointing their weapons at him, and it was that makes sense if he was, because they know what he represents and how scary he is as a warrior.
Right.
And we didn't get that. I mean, it was just fan theory, but I always enjoyed that little thought. Like, man, that would have been really cool if he was a former Emperor's guard. And he was the best of the best. And even stormtroopers seeing him all those years later are like, oh crap, we can't mess with this guy. But yeah, Rogue One is the last, I always tell people, the last 45 minutes of Rogue One is just insanely amazing. So Return of the Jedi and Rogue One, you kind of cheated there. You kind of threw a second one in there. And
but I really like The Mandalorian, man. That first season, I've rewatched it several times, and I have it on 4K now. I haven't opened it up yet. But, I mean, it's so minimalist, and there's 1,000 to 1,000,000 different ways that the whole series could have gone wrong, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And being so minimalist, when we're watching something from a franchise we love, and it doesn't give us a whole lot, but in turn, The Mandalorian kind of did, because we knew a lot about the Mandalorian culture. We had a lot of color for the franchise itself. So when we saw certain things, we're like, oh, look, we're kind of doing the DiCaprio meme every single time. Yeah. So, I mean, it had that advantage, but it was so minimal. And I mean, that character of Quill was so awesome, too. And it was played by a couple different people, Nick Nolte and what was the actress's name?
Oh, I forgot her name.
I'm trying to remember it. If you know it in chat, type it up. There's so much Star Wars information in my brain, I've already forgotten half of it. Misty Rostis, I just remember.
Yes, Misty Rostis.
I went through my Rolodex of Star Wars.
I saw that.
So,
she
was terrific. That whole I have spoken, you know.
Yeah, the fact that I have spoken and This Is the Way became synonymous with Star Wars instantly, well, that's saying a lot. That was incredible that they were able to, that Favreau was able to do that with just one season.
Yeah. I mean, Favreau, I mean, he's responsible for the MCU and Star Wars TV, you know? He booted both of those things up. And apparently, I saw some news that they possibly want Favreau. I know Favreau's going to do the Mandalorian and Grogu film, but I don't know if this was rumor or what. And I don't really remember when I read this, but they want Favreau to do something else, possibly. I don't know if that's a story out there.
Is it the Marvel? They want him to do the new Avengers movie, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Maybe, yeah, my brain's confusing stuff now, but okay, yeah.
And before we go on, two people have asked us, but how do we feel about a second season of Kenobi? I mean, David and I have spoken about this, of what would be really cool for a second season of Kenobi, but part of me thinks you just kind of leave it, just have that one season one off, and I think it's good where it ended, but I do know that there is a way to do it another one, and then to have it be like what Vader's doing and what Obi-Wan's doing, and then maybe Obi-Wan goes on another adventure to go help somebody out. I don't know. It was just an idea of doing a show with both of them as like the leads, and then they're both trying to go back and forth. But I'm honestly okay if there is no season two of Kenobi. I liked the way it ended. I liked the arc that he has with Leia, and where it ended. I said that's a pretty solid ending for it. But what is your opinion on that?
Like you just said, I would love a season two Kenobi where Ghost Qui-Gon is training mm-hmm. Kenobi out there in the Tatooine desert, and we see some training on how to become a Force ghost, and to get Liam Neeson back in the fold would be so great. Mm-hmm. We've heard comments from Liam Neeson say that I wish there was less Star Wars so that it would leave it up to our imagination more. But I mean, I think money talks. If they can back up the Brinks truck, if there's a good story, I wanted to see the process right up to A New Hope. But I mean, that's me. There's a sense, I think, with not only just me, but the general public, that we need to utilize these actors while we can, while they're still young, while they still want to do it. So I would really want Ewan back in some capacity as Obi-Wan. If it's a season two or something else, I don't know what else you could put him in, but I mean, I would love to get these guys back. And Liam is getting older, man. He's yeah. getting up there in age. So when we saw his cameo in the first season of Obi-Wan, he was looking older. So I don't know. Hopefully we can get him back. He just did an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon with his wife, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who plays Hera in Ahsoka. She commented that, yes, they're trying to do pre-production on Ahsoka season two, and Ewan McGregor just straight up said, I don't know anything. I have no news. They haven't told me anything. He said he's waiting for the call. So if that comes to pass, great. If it doesn't, I mean, we got that first season. We got that showdown with Vader. They did a great job with Vader. To me, it would be nerve-wracking to try and film Obi-Wan versus Vader. I mean, that's kind of just one of those things for me as a Star Wars fan that would be very difficult. I would be too much of a perfectionist to stop shooting what you got, and what you got is great. I'd be like, man, there has to be more, you know? I would be that way. But yeah, they did a fantastic job with that duel. Hopefully we do get an Obi-Wan season two, but if we don't, I mean, there's other stuff on the way.
I went back, and since I got those VHS tapes, of Star Wars, and I just started watching it just for fun. And it's so interesting now that we have that Kenobi show. And so whenever Luke brings up Obi-Wan to Owen and Aunt Beru, I don't know, now that we have that, it just, that conversation is a little different now. And it's really cool to think, he goes, I think he was talking about old Ben, remember? And he's like, and they're like, oh man, like, don't talk about him. I mean, yeah, he was here, but you know, we can't be bringing that stuff here. And I don't know, I think the show succeeded in giving us that backstory, and I'm pretty okay with where it left us with that, because part of me thinks, if you're going to do another Kenobi series, he can't stay on Tatooine, and he has to go do something else and kind of leave Luke alone. I don't know, it just feels, I don't know, we already got that, the Luke, him watching over Luke thing, and I don't know, but it was still pretty great. And I'm excited for Ahsoka season two. I think that's just going to get even better from what they did with season one, because season one was pretty great. So, yeah. And I'm with you. And Ewan McGregor, the beauty of Ewan McGregor is he's getting older, which means he's also getting to that age where they can put makeup on him and where he can start looking like Alec Guinness a little bit here and there, you know. So that's pretty cool that hopefully he's there for life. You know what I mean? Hopefully we keep getting more Kenobi stuff.
Yeah, that's the other thing for me in these past 6 years that we've been doing the podcast. In the beginning of the podcast, I was like, canon. We got to stick to canon. It's got to be canonized. Everything from April 28th till now that's in media, that's in novels and comic books and movies and TV shows, all has to be canon, all has to work together. But now I'm like totally opposite. I'm like canon schmanon. Like, I don't care about canon. It's like, just make a good...
Just give us something good.
TV show, comic book, novel, short story, Visions episode. I just want something to be good. And I think Colin is totally opposed to that, but I'm not anymore. I'm kind of like, well... And I just saw something recently where Dave Filoni gives like a little... He tells a little story. It was almost like maybe a YouTube short or like a TikTok or something where he said he spoke to George Lucas about that fact about canon and stuff having to be fitting and correct and all kind of run concurrently with each other. And it was something I'd never really heard before, but Filoni said that Lucas said, no, these stories are like stories that are told like at a campfire, told by different people. So, I mean, all these movies are made by different people, so it's told by different storytellers, so they're going to be different. And I thought that was very interesting. And I like that stuff could be different. And kind of adding to that, it feels like eventually the original trilogy is going to be remade. I feel that coming, man.
I don't know, man.
I think it's going to happen
since day one. All right.
Have
been saying that? Yeah. You've been saying that the original trilogy should be and every time I say, you're crazy. 6 years
later. You want to do the Batman to Robin slap?
Yeah.
No.
Crazy. I don't understand how they could ever redo that.
I think it's going to happen. Thing,
I could see a what if. Like, you know, they're already planning on doing a what if. Could see that. I mean, are they? Yeah, true.
It hasn't been officially announced by Lucasfilm, James.
Officially announced. But I could see that and then other stories within there. But I cannot see Lucasfilm redoing the entire... Because that is... Everything that is today is because of those three movies. Mm-hmm. Everything is because of those three. Technically, everything is here because of Empire Strikes Back. If Empire Strikes Back failed, that was it. There was no more Star Wars. So because of Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi was able to come out, and we have these three movies that have stood the test of time. And I don't think they could stop this. Stay of this madness!
Stop!
Tell the story from the perspective of someone in the Empire.
I
would love to see that. There was that book, and I'm broken record again, but there's a great book that shows about a young woman in the Empire, and then the guy who she grew up with is in the Rebellion, and the story goes back and forth, and it's canon. I mean, quote unquote, it was a book written during the Disney era. And it was one of those that I was like, oh my gosh, like, why have they not adapted this book? And this is an incredible story. You know, I would say do it animated so that you can bring in an animated Leia. You could bring in an animated Han Solo and Luke Skywalker, and then you can do your show. And that's another thing, man. That's another thing. Why have we not gotten an animated series of Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia? Like, in the Clone Wars, Rebels, animation style, Bad Batch style. Wow, how come we haven't gotten that story? I feel like that's a huge, huge slam dunk for Disney to do a series about them after the fall of the Empire and them trying to build up the Republic. That sounds perfect.
Let me ask you a technical question right now. Is my video not matching my lips? Or is it just on my side?
Yes.
It's not matching.
It's not matching.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like behind. It's weird.
It's really weird. It's like a bad dub movie. But I will say this. Oh, he's good. Okay. Solo should have been animated, and that would solve the Solo look. Yeah, but I still loved Solo. I thought Solo was one of the best. Not gonna say the best, but looking at the. What does he got there? That's weird. Anyways, I like I said, I've personally loved Solo. I thought that was such a great movie, such a great adventure story.
That's so funny that two Star Wars items just pumped up, and I guess technically.
What's going on?
So StreamYard right now, it defaulted to my laptop camera.
Oh.
So, yeah, this right here it's a 3D print of the Mythosaur skull I got in London from a random fan who just wanted to trade with me. This is a mini screwdriver. This is like one of those, it's one of those air tags.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah, I took it off my bag before I went to Hawaii. And this is like a little jar filled with all kinds of,
Nothing.
You're like, I don't want to know. No, these are the backings for all the pins I have.
Oh, nice. Oh, so, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, just defaulted back. Let me try and change my camera.
That's funny.
Right quick.
Somebody mentioned it's a thermal detonator. That's great.
Now, let me go back.
But whatchamacallit. I need a there he is, kind of.
Look, I'll show you all my pins I have if the camera catches up.
It's not caught up. But we could still oh my goodness.
I have all those.
I like that you have Ray's her is down there. Oh my goodness. Yeah, mine looks not as impressive as yours.
And I also have another board. If the camera catches up, you can see it. I got those. All those middle ones are from London.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few.
And right up above, if the camera catches up to me here, I have all the pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
That is...
It's a little behind the scenes here. So, yeah, that's...
Everything I don't have anything in my room as impressive there. As that, unfortunately. But yeah, so Return of the Jedi and the Rogue One. Top Star Wars movies for David.
Yeah.
That's good. It's a good answer. I like that answer. That's pretty good. But yeah. Just buy a jacket and hook all the pins on.
God, that jacket would weigh like 50 pounds.
That's pretty great.
What's your favorite movie, James?
I think mine's a little too cliche, but wrong answers, but good. Oh my gosh, why would you say that? That's so mean.
It was Joseph.
It had to be Joseph. my answer, which is very cliche, is Empire Strikes Back. I think that is
boo.
I know, because it's one everybody says, but close second. You all know what my close second is. It's not a close second, but it is second. But I will not say that one. I think I'd have to go with The Phantom Menace, because just that era of that nostalgic feeling I had when that movie was coming out. You know, I was about 9 years old when it came out, and I was already 10, and it was just a huge deal for me, huge little deal for everybody, and it was everywhere, and it was Star Wars, it was back, and it was huge, and it was great, and the movie itself was so much fun. We got pod racing, we got an awesome lightsaber duel. And we got a quick space battle, and it was really cool. We got to see Jedi in their prime pulling out the lightsabers within the first like 5 minutes of the movie, and it was like, what is this? This looking now, it's funny, but at the time that was a huge deal when the explosion goes off and then Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan stand up with their lightsabers on. It was like, whoa, here we go. I think that was a That's a huge moment for me, is The Phantom Menace. And I think that's one of my favorite Star Wars movies. Somebody said, Phantom Menace, you were 10. How old are you now? I am 35 right now. I'm going to be 36 this year. So is that I don't know if that's a good question they're asking, or is that a bad question? I don't understand. I don't know if I should be offended by that question. But anyways.
Dude, I was 18.
Yeah.
Let's see, was that 18 or 19? I don't know. Something. Yeah, I think it was 18.
Yeah, it was 90 because I was born in 88. So I was already, I just turned 10 in September of 98. And then 99 is when it came out.
I think I was about to turn 19.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
And it was good. And like all the toys, man, just going looking at all those toys that were there for sale. It was so. And I have a few of them. I was looking up at my collection over here. I still have a few of those episode one toys. And I always go on Mercari. I told Zach about it the other day. If you go on that website, Mercari, you'll see there's a lot of great toys. A lot of good episode one toys that people are selling. James is his Last Jedi. Well, that's my number two favorite movie in the Star Wars saga is The Last Jedi.
I like how he has the eyes there looking.
Yeah, I know. Everyone gets mad at me for saying that. But no, I personally loved it. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Oh, that was a laugh like a seconds ago.
Oh, that was a laugh like 27 minutes ago, right?
Yeah, my voice isn't matching my lips now. Maybe you want me to log back in?
If you want to, and then
I'll leave the studio, then come back in.
Let people yell at me about The Last Jedi. Go for it.
All right, I'll be back.
All right, hopefully his thing fixes itself. If not, it's gonna be really funny. Hello, everybody. It's just me. Here I am on this live stream by myself. Hopefully he comes back in. But yeah, The Last Jedi is my number two in the Star Wars world. I thought it was different. It wasn't what I was expecting. And then the ending with Luke Skywalker and the passing of the torch to Rey was a really, really cool thing. That close up of him saying, "And I will not be the last Jedi." And then it cuts to Rey. I remember just being like, "Whoa, this is pretty huge. I love it." And like I said, I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. It's not a perfect Star Wars movie, but in the ending of it and everything is like some of my favorite Star Wars that I've seen. Made you cry, almost made me cry because I like the character Rey, and I like the character of Luke Skywalker. I really like the character of Luke Skywalker. So it was nice to see that moment where Luke Skywalker's journey has ended and he's now saying, okay, now that the torch is being passed to the next generation. And it's a funny way to be like, we messed up, and now we gotta wait for the younger generation to clean it up. So, but yeah, I thought The Last Jedi was really great. I thought Force Awakens was great. It's fun. It's a fun movie. Gets us right back into Star Wars. But when it comes to the ultimate best Star Wars movie, it is The Empire Strikes Back. That is the absolute best. You didn't think the sequels did Luke bad? I don't think they did Luke bad. I just remember at the end of The Force Awakens, I was really shocked that that's where they left Luke Skywalker. I was like, whoa, okay, that's where we are ending the movie with us seeing Luke. And when The Last Jedi began, it was like, okay, how are they going to deal with Luke? How is all that going to work out? And then I felt, and we've talked about it before, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate, but I felt with what was set up in The Force Awakens, how the movie ended, The Force Awakens, it was like, there's literally nothing else for Luke. How Luke should be acting, this is the way to do in The Last Jedi. I know other people have theories. I know other people have their ideas, which is great. Everybody has their own theories when it comes to Star Wars and where things should go. I felt there was, I was like, oh, I guess that's the best way to go with Luke. And then you look at how the story progresses and you go, okay, yeah, that was the better idea. And I felt Luke needed a good redemption arc. Like, I don't know if he would have just come out being Luke Skywalker from the original movies, I think it would have been a little boring, but to give him struggles, to give him an arc, to give him that moment where he becomes the Jedi that Yoda always wanted him to be, that Obi-Wan always wanted him to be and to see, I thought that was really great. A lot of wrong people. I hope everyone's still here listening to me talk. I don't know where David is. I guess he restarted his whole computer. Hopefully it works. But yeah, I remember I posted that I really liked The Last Jedi, but I said, Empire is ultimately the best of them all. Not only is it one of the best Star Wars movies, but Empire Strikes Back is one of the best movies ever made. Nobody listened to me because I said something great about The Last Jedi. And then everybody said, well, your opinion doesn't matter. And I was like, you can't. Yeah, everybody has a right to say what they want to say, but you can't make fun of make fun of someone's opinion. I mean, that's really rude. Everyone has their own opinion. Some people really liked Attack of the Clones. I don't like it that much, but some people really like Attack of the Clones. Some people like, Revenge of the Sith. Some people think that is the greatest Star Wars movie ever made. And it's not my favorite Star Wars movie, but it's still a great movie. It's still a fun movie to watch. And I don't make fun of people for liking that particular Star Wars movie, because in the end, it's Star Wars. And that's what I always tell people. It's still Star Wars. We're all still enjoying the same thing. And what is wrong with people? I wonder if that's just to me, because if that's just to me, that's really funny. But it's all good. I will say this, though. It was really great introducing my wife to Rebels. And my wife has watched all the Star Wars movies because she's married to me, so she's she has to watch these Star Wars movies. But I started showing her Rebels after we watched Ahsoka, which I know that wasn't the way to do it. Obviously, you have to watch Rebels and watch it. But anyways, we went back and we started watching Rebels, and she fell in love with Rebels. She told me the other day, this is my favorite Star Wars that you've ever shown me. And she thinks Hera's like the best character and everything. And it's just really interesting because my wife, who's not the biggest Star Wars fan, she found Star Wars in Rebels. And she's like, this is it. I love this thing. And so that's what I always tell people. It's like, don't make fun of other people for what they like and what they don't like in Star Wars. It's still Star Wars. So I watch things out of order all the time. Yeah. And we all have. That's the perks of us being Star Wars fans. We've watched everything out of order. But yeah, I was begging her to watch Rebels. I was like, I think you gotta like Rebels. And just trying my best. And then finally, yeah, we watched the very sad episode just the other night, and she almost cried. And I'm not gonna say what that moment was, but you know what that moment was, and she almost cried because she wasn't ready for it. And it took everything in me not to record her reaction, to be like, is she gonna, what's she gonna do? But yeah, so Rebels is great. And Clone Wars, I've seen some people who say Clone Wars is their favorite Star Wars. And Clone Wars, it has so much lore, so many seasons, so many great characters. I mean, it's great. And I was a very anti Clone War person for the longest time. I mean, I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this. It's an animated show. Is that how Obi-Wan Kenobi looks? He doesn't look like that. That's not how Anakin Skywalker. Who's Ahsoka? I don't care about this. But I was still a big Star Wars fan. I just didn't care about Clone Wars. And then one day I watched it, and then I kept watching it. And then I said, oh, man, this is really good. And then I became a huge Clone Wars fan. But I'm not one of those guys who knows all the names of every trooper. Some people do. I'm not talented enough. Someone asked, did you ever rewatch newer seasons like Andor, Kenobi, Bad Batch? I'm all caught up on Bad Batch. I love what Bad Batch is doing. When it comes to the Disney Plus shows, I think Andor holds the best Star Wars show. I think Andor did what I wanted it to do. It told the story that I really wanted to see in Star Wars, and I think it did it very, very well. And I was very happy with Andor. And I really liked Andor. Kenobi was not my favorite. I love the way it ended. There was a few things in the show I remember going like, oh, that was interesting why they did that particular thing. But I still really, really liked Kenobi. I liked where it ended. It made me excited because it's like, oh, that's cool, because now we know why Luke and, knows Obi-Wan and all his other stuff, and why Leia also knows Obi-Wan. And I thought it was pretty cool. And then somebody said, you were an anti-clone. I was up until maybe six years ago, 7 years ago. I finally sat down and watched all the Clone Wars, and I fell in love with it, which then made me watch Rebels. And then after that, I was like, oh, this is so much fun. And then, which then got me into Bad Batch, and what Bad Batch is doing right now is really good. If you haven't caught up on Bad Batch, do it, because they're telling a story, and they're filling in gaps they're going to start answering some questions we've been having since Mandalorian, and since, I should say, The Rise of Skywalker. And so it's like, ooh, they're going to start to give us some good little answers here. the audacity. I know. Trust me, I know. I'm ashamed of myself for thinking that Clone Wars wasn't going to be good. But if you haven't seen Clone Wars, which I'm sure you have, if you haven't, give it a shot. There are some arcs in that series that are insane, that are just so deep, so just dramatic and emotional. And it really gets you. It really does get you. David, I can see David. He is still getting his stuff ready, and so I'm sorry if I keep. See, now I know everyone's gonna hate me right here. I didn't care for the droid. Are you talking about the droid arc, or that it was the droids on the desert planet with the frog? That whole he was like a little general guy walking around. I loved that arc. I was really annoyed with it, because I was like, how many episodes is this arc gonna be? And the more it kept going, and then the little general guy, he annoyed me so much. I was like, man, this guy sucks, man. But then once they get to the planet, once they find the trooper who had amnesia, I was like, oh my gosh. And then it just got insanely better. And then of course the ship crashing at the very end of that arc. I know you said you didn't care for the droid arc. I think that's one of my favorite arcs in Clone Wars, just because it just kept growing and growing, and it got really, really good. But yeah, Tim, I know, shame. I can hear him behind me. Ding, ding, ding. And I know I had to skip it. Yeah, I remember I almost did skip it, because I went through and you could see how long that arc is. And I just remember thinking, this is not a short storyline. This is a lot. But what's really funny is there's an interview where Dave Filoni and George Lucas are being asked, like, they're like, hey, what was the arc that you liked? And then Dave Filoni said he hated that droid arc, but that's one of George Lucas's favorite stories they told in Star Wars and the Clone Wars, was that the droid arc. The Resistance. Oh, that's what I did not watch the Resistance. I think I watched the first season. I liked it, but then I was kind of like, I don't want to watch it anymore. I didn't get to finish Star Wars Resistance. So that's it's a little bit on me. So, but yeah. So yeah, Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie. Last Jedi and then The Phantom Menace. But I still love it all. I still love A New Hope. I still love all of it. Force Awakens, the Rise of Skywalker, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith. I love all the Star Wars movies. And I think, but when I mention I like Last Jedi, everybody just doesn't want to listen to me anymore. It's like, but I still like everything. Return of the Jedi. Yeah, I know. And Return of the Jedi was my first Star Wars movie that I ever watched, was Return of the Jedi. Because my parents didn't know the order. I didn't know the order. I was just a kid. So I was like, yeah, I want to watch Star Wars. I want to see this Vader guy with a helmet and the cape. And so I got to, that was the first Star Wars movie I watched, was Return of the Jedi. And then I went back and watched A New Hope and Empire. And I said, oh, now it makes more sense. Ewoks rule. Yeah, I agree. Ewoks are great. Oh, is he back? Maybe y'all don't have to hear me rambling on for, oh, there he is. Camera. Hey. The thing about Star Wars is that there's always seems to be more content out there and finding content. That's very true. And your parents didn't know my parents didn't know the order of Star Wars. They just saw Star Wars, I think, at Blockbuster, and they just rented it. They didn't know that was the last one. And then they rented the others, and I was like, oh, now this is the order. So I watched the last one first. And so I saw Vader unmasked. I saw all of that first. And then I went back and saw New Hope and Empire. No, they weren't. It was, oh, thank you. Thank you for saying, just kidding. But I remember they said when Star Wars first came out, my father was in the Air Force and he was stationed in Spain, and that Star Wars wasn't there. Star Wars didn't show in Spain. And so my older brother, John, was about 9 or 10 years old in 1977. He just had to sit there and listen to all the other kids coming in from the States to Spain talking about Star Wars. He couldn't see it because there was no way to see it. He would go to the little shop down the corner, and he would buy all these little cards, trading cards that had the movie moments in there. And he would just
put him in the order. So he was like watching Star Wars every day just to see, because that was the only way he could see it. So 1978, they finally come back to the States, and then they took my brother to go watch Star Wars, and it was a big deal for him. And my mother always loved telling that story about taking him to go see Star Wars. And yeah, they didn't really care much about it. I know my mother and father probably thought that my Star Wars age and in my Star Wars obsession would have ended in a few years, but it didn't, and it's still going to this day. There he is, man. I've been having to entertain everybody, and I think we lost all of our viewers. And
about that, James. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, and I can see you.
So it's all my fault, James. So this I'll tell you what happened. So when I went to Hawaii, I took the PDU in my backpack that I was using for my MacBook that does the podcast. So okay. I recorded that whole time without being connected to the wall for power.
Oh.
So my laptop just slowly died.
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to plug my mind in right now. So I don't want that to happen to me.
So my power distribution unit is not here, and I had to take my other one from across the room, hook it into this podcast laptop, but then my screen wouldn't work, so I was like, what's going on? So I had to flip the cabling around, and now it all works. I don't know. It's weird.
Y'all didn't see it, but I could see David like frantically moving cables and moving stuff, and I could see him, and I'm like, hurry up, dude. But I'm glad you're here.
That must have felt like a lifetime, James.
It was good. They made fun of me for liking The Last Jedi.
Okay. We got 15 people back on.
Yeah. Oh, we lost one. We just lost one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, then we talked about...
Because you said the magic wrong words there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. As soon as I say Last Jedi, that's it. Like, it's over.
I have the Last Jedi poster up on the wall.
There was that one time I was buying a suit. This was a few years ago. I was buying a suit. And I had on, and guys, just like this shirt I'm wearing, and I am always Star Wars out. David and myself are always Star Wars out. Anytime we go out.
Always something Star Wars on a person.
So I'm buying this suit, and the guy behind the counter goes, oh, you're a big Star Wars fan. And I was like, yeah, a little bit. And I had my Grogu shirt on. He was like, oh, yeah, I love Mandalorian. And I was like, oh, really? That's awesome. Like, you know, and we started talking about Mando, and then he said that he went back and watched all the Star Wars movies. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is really cool. We start talking about Star Wars and his theories about what's happening in Mando and what could happen later. And it was really cool. And then after about like 10 or 15 minutes just talking to this guy, he's helping me like find the suit. Like he's helping me find this thing.
Yeah.
I asked him what his favorite Star Wars movies were. And I think he said Rogue One was his favorite. And I said, oh, that's awesome. A lot of people love Rogue One and blah, 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 blah. And I said, I really like Empire Strikes Back and The Last Jedi, and the conversation ended.
Oh,
like he didn't talk to me after that. After I said Last Jedi, and I was really shocked, and I was like, "What?" I was like, "What changed?" You know what I mean? Like nothing changed. You know, like we were still having... Anyways, yeah. Somebody said, "Hey, The Last Jedi was made for younger kids, like James." I have a feeling I know.
Sounds like Craig.
I was gonna say, sounds like Craig. Is it Craig? If it's Craig, then I'm going to laugh hysterically.
Could be Joseph. I don't know.
Could be Joseph. Yeah. 20 years from now, the sequels will be looked at. Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. I think because I've talked to like younger, you know, like talking to younger kids who have like, and they always say, you know, they love Kylo Ren. They love Rey. You know, they love mostly Kylo Ren and Rey. And it's just really.
Oh, Japan, Zach.
Oh, hey, welcome back. But yeah, some people really love the sequels, and it's always strange to tell people, oh, you don't understand Star Wars. Then it's like, dude, just that is their Star Wars. Let them love this, you know, it's fine. And it's always really weird to when you hear people kind of get on people who like the sequels. It's like, why? But anyways,
well, speaking of the sequels, I could have met Daisy Ridley.
Oh no, weekend. don't bring it up, please don't.
So yeah, she was at South by Southwest in Austin doing her press and the showing of her film that she made along with her husband, who was a producer on the film. It's called Magpie. Apparently it's really good. She has a really great performance. She shows her range. And we had scheduled this Hawaii trip months and months and months ago, so there's no way I can not go. And Ted from Countdown City Geeks got to do a little talk with her, and he told her about the situation with me. Then she's like, it was a better choice that he chose Hawaii over coming to South by Southwest. So,
man, those pictures he sent us, I was like, yeah. I would have been crying. I would have been like, I made the joke because they were like, I'm not gonna say the joke, but anyways, I'm really upset you weren't there, but I'm glad you're with your family. But I'm also like, man, you could have met the Daisy Ridley. Like, that would have been.
I think she'll be back. I think she'll definitely be back.
Do you think she'll be back like this year for something? You know what I mean? Like that thing that might be happening at the
that thing.
Yeah, you think that thing? She might be there.
There's more than hope. I think there's more than a chance. There's not just a chance. It's not like the
dumb and saying there is a chance. Yeah.
I think there is a 20-30% chance she could show up in our lives in person.
That would be great. And then who knows? I might get that audition that like gets me in there, you know, and I get to like be in the movie with her in the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah, be in the Rey movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. Great. I had a last minute
or the Mando Grogu film, which they're gonna film in LA, right?
Soon, apparently. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've been looking to see who the casting director is, and I can't find anybody, and I'm like, damn it, I really want to find out who it is. So you're telling me there is? Yes. I'm really sad that we weren't able to, because the picture he sent us, she was right there. Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I would have done. Yeah. And knowing, you know, he would have been like, hey, come on guys, come on. Like, let's go. Y'all can talk to her. Cause he did that with us and Katie Sackhoff, which was great when he told us, hey, come talk to Katie. I was like, I'll talk to Katie. No problem there. That's pretty cool. But I think very soon we're going to start meeting more and more of these legends and everything. So I'm pretty excited about that. Speaking of legends, did you see that Jake Lloyd's mother posted a picture of Jake Lloyd in an Instagram post?
She said
he's doing great. He's been improving and that he loved Ahsoka. And he took a picture holding his Ahsoka toy. Like, he bought it. He really liked the show Ahsoka. And he looks great. He looks really good. I think he's my age or maybe a year older than me. He's 35 or 36 right now. And one thing she did clear up, and I know this was a lot of, I guess, the theories and speculations, was that the bullying and all that kind of made him psychologically sick. But she said that, nope. That's not the case. Unfortunately, he has schizophrenia, and that is prevalent in the family, and it just happens to him. So very unfortunate, and I'm glad he's doing better. He, like I said, he looked great in the post. I really hope he comes back and he does something with Star Wars.
If you go on YouTube, you can see him host a panel essentially at a celebration that happened in the past. He was a very good speaker. Yeah, he was. I think it happened in the early part of the century. Yeah. I think it was one of those celebrations.
Yeah, because there's pictures of him, Ahmed Best, and I think Ray Park at the first celebration in Colorado when they had it outside in the mud because it rained.
Yeah.
And he's there. Yeah. And another thing that Star Wars today announced some new toys that are coming out. I forget what they called it. They called it Empire something. And I was scrolling through looking at the new toys that they're releasing, and one of them was the Naboo Starfighter,
with
Anakin and R2, the little Anakin and R2 figures. I mean, the microscopic, you know. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need that toy. And I looked and I was like, okay, this was just posted 33 minutes ago. I followed the link to Target and it said pre-orders are all sold out already. And I said, oh my gosh, it just went on sale 33 minutes ago. and it's gone. Pre-orders are gone. So it just shows you, man, people still love, you know, and I know that everyone gave the prequels a lot of, you know, shenanigans, but man, people love those movies. And people, we're old enough. You and I are now, you know, adults, and we have adult money, and that we're like, hey, I want to buy all the cool toys from that movie, because that was a lot of fun. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you've seen that girl Erica on Instagram, where she buys like all the Phantom Menace stuff that she can possibly buy.
Oh, I haven't.
You haven't seen her? She's a big fan of Star Wars, a big fan of Harry Potter, and she's an adult, and she has sections of her house that are dedicated, and she's like very, very comical, very, very animated. And she bought, I think she bought a Watto statue.
Oh my god.
She just recently bought the land speeder from Tatooine from A New Hope. And she's riding around in that. But she also bought the battle droid carrier, where you pull out
the drinks
with the battle droid topper. She just bought that. But yeah, there definitely is a market for it. And I think one of the items that I really want is that big, huge N1 starfighter that you see sometimes at comic book shops. I don't know where those people, I guess it was like kind of like a marketing promotional type item that they sent to like shops to just have it as like a display.
Yeah.
I don't think you could buy it as a consumer, but yeah, I would love it.
I was on, I forget what website it was. It was either Mercari or there's this other one. Somebody pointed me in the direction where they have like old clothes and stuff. And they had a bunch of Disney Pepsi. When I say that, a bunch of Episode 1 Pepsi merch, like shirts and everything and posters. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is like, when I get rich and famous, when you come to my house, I'm gonna have a room dedicated to Episode 1 merch. Like I already know it. Like I'm gonna have a room, just everything Episode 1 is gonna be in there. And I don't know why, but that just brings me joy to think about. Like that just makes me really happy to think that maybe one day. And then you know what, I'll even go out and buy that Pepsi soda machine, the Episode 1 Pepsi soda machine that is still out in the wild. They're still using that thing. That's what I that's my dream. And I think the Pepsi one that I have back here, I think that is a what you put on the soda machine at like Taco Bell. I think that was what like would go
with the fountain drinks.
Yeah, because it's made out of like cardboard. It's like it's thicker paper. And it was at Celebration, and I remember I was like, oh my gosh. I think Joseph was the only other person who was like, you got to buy that right now. I said yes, because this is the coolest thing.
And then right after that, we went to White Castle, got a briefcase full of burgers and drank Pepsi, right?
Man, we ate. I don't want to say how many burgers we ate, guys, but I'll just put it to you this way. The next day, all of us, mostly me, my stomach was upset. All right.
Didn't get upset somehow, some way.
It was so many burgers, guys. It was really bad. In case you don't know, you go to White Castle, you get a briefcase full of like, I think it was like 27 burgers or like 42 burgers. I don't know, something like that.
But see, Andy from the Star Wars show bought one. And that's what gave me the idea to buy one. I was like, well, Vandy's doing it, I got to do it. So,
oh, that was so cool. But anyways, Harold and Kumar would be proud. Yes, we agree. We made the joke. Don't worry. We were talking about it. But yeah, what were we talking about? Star Wars Episode 1? Is that?
Yeah, Episode 1, man.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite prequel.
It's my favorite prequel. And
yeah, the marketing blitz, the whole marketing extravaganza that happened.
It was unreal. Nothing will ever match that. Oh, so I asked Zach this the other day on Patreon. They are re-releasing Star Wars back into theaters. And you can see my background. Oh, I'll show you. Oh, show my text messages. But you see my background is the Episode 1 poster that they released. Do you think starting like next month, Disney is going to start pushing for the Episode 1 re-release? Do you think they're going to start to promote this as a big deal, or are they just going to release it like they did Return of the Jedi?
I think it's going to be more so a Return of the Jedi type release, like what they just did for the theaters.
I think we're all going to go. They need to do something, man. They need to make it a big deal. They need to push this thing like crazy. And I'm really sad knowing that they're not going to, but I really want them to really push episode one re-release in theaters as a big deal and do a big red carpet event. Like just go all out, man. That's what I think they should do. But they are not gonna do that. But again, if David and I were in charge of promotionals and marketing for Lucasfilm,
you're like straight to the man's Chinese theater.
Yeah, exactly. I was there yesterday.
Is it still the TCL Chinese?
Yes, it's a TCL Chinese theater. It's not the Grauman's. I was there yesterday, and I still got to look at the footprints of Vader, R2-D2, and C-3PO. They're right there in the front. It's so cool. It's so great. Anyways,
back to our sixth anniversary of the podcast.
Yeah, back to that. And I'm glad we could just talk about Star Wars. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of news still that happens. I talk to people and I say, hey, I got a Star Wars podcast. And I'm like, well, after you talk about the movies and the TV shows, what do you talk about? It's like there's news just about every day.
Every day.
So that's essentially what we talk about. And there's so many people that are on the podcast, on Patreon, here, that specialize in different things. See, I feel like myself, I'm bleeding edge news guy. And then James, I think you're on the news as well as like the books. Mm-hmm. And Colin does a lot of costuming now. He's currently doing his Chewbacca. I was just talking to him before this recording, and he said he'll be done around April. And Zach, who is a Patreon member, who still is, and we call him out every time he's on the podcast too. We still say his name and stuff because he's
conflict
he's,
of interest. Still... It's fine.
It's the best conflict of interest possible.
I agree.
He'll be here in my backyard for SpaceCon, and that's where some Star Wars celebrities will be as well. Hayden Christensen will be there, as well as hopefully others. But we'll probably do a big podcast from this room. And I think Colin did invite me to Michigan for this upcoming May, maybe not May 4th, but a little after that. And maybe do a podcast in his studio that he built in his new place in Michigan. But there's a lot of stuff coming up and a lot of exciting interviews. I know we got Vanessa Marshall early in the year, and we're working on a few more people that we all know. Definitely stay tuned for that. And to all the Patreon supporters out there, thank you so much for all your support. You guys donate every month, and that goes a long way for us to buy new equipment that works. I just had my laptop unplugged. I didn't use it on my laptop. I guess this kind of fits into the story of the podcast, but I got a side job delivering pizza. And so I used that money to buy a laptop, pretty much the most expensive laptop I could buy from Apple at the time. And I paid that thing off. And now we bought a laptop for Colin. We're working to pay that off. Hopefully that's done soon. So yeah, we've done a lot of stuff. We bought these mics that we're using, the arm that's holding it. We've bought merch and stickers and all kinds of different stuff to create, to try and hand out. And for our top supporters, we've sent them some all kinds of different stuff through the mail that we've been able to acquire. The podcast has been doing great. And I know that Colin's going to make a special announcement tomorrow night, or actually tonight, I believe. Are they recording a podcast tonight for the...
Yeah, they should be.
Or actually, would it be tonight or the next night?
It's either tonight or tomorrow night, but I know that they're doing the Bad Batch. They dropped two episodes of Bad Batch today, actually, and they're going to do probably a breakdown of those.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing a giveaway, I think, on our new Instagram handle, because somehow our old one got disabled for whatever reason. We still don't know. We're not going to talk about that. We have no idea how or why or
and that Instagram page I started back in 2018 with, and it was just me uploading whatever I could, and I didn't know what I was doing. And it was a little sad whenever he said it's gone. I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, he's still working on trying to recover it. I mean, all our stuff is there. It's like, why would someone disable it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Anyways. Who knows? But yeah, we're working on that. There's going to be a Bad Batch giveaway. If you're a fan of that, stay tuned for that. And yeah, we'll post those episodes. They're going to go live and review the next or the last, I guess, three episodes now. Or is it four episodes? Because there's like a double shot, right?
That happened. Well, no, today was the double shot, I believe.
Okay.
Last week was just the
one. So it would be three episodes. Yeah. That they're going to review. Okay. So yeah, that's happening. And we're going to work on doing more giveaways. And I'm going to pay the taxes here for the podcast, which who knows how much that's going to be. I never know. It fluctuates. So once we get all that out of the way, we're in the clear for the next year. And we're looking to go to Japan and SpaceCon before that. So hopefully James goes to both. Mm-hmm. You're coming to SpaceCon, right, James?
I'm going to say it's about a 95% chance I will be there San Antonio.
And you'll get to see your family and kind of a repeat of Superhero Comic-Con.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. That was so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, it worked out. Every morning, James would just show up. And I was like, okay, cool. This is cool, but again, it's strange that you live in California, but you just show up in Texas every morning here.
It was, yeah. I flew every morning to, I'm just joking. Whatever. But yeah.
But yeah, luckily you have a lot of family here, so you have a lot of options where to stay.
My whole family is there, yeah.
So I was totally expecting him to stay in this room and just camp out and play with Star Wars toys, but he didn't do that.
See, we have all the helmets I'm just putting on. That's funny.
So, yeah, I think that's it for this 6th anniversary surprise special. And yeah, just thank you again to all of the long list of people who've supported the podcast and people who've written reviews, good and bad, about
good
the podcast.
And bad.
And see, the thing I always told to everyone on the podcast, unless we have a bad review, we're not a real podcast. We didn't get a bad review till years later. So I think for our psyche, that was really good because all the people that were listening liked us enough not to write a bad review. But there's so many people listening to us right now. You're going to get these varied, like, responses and like different like forms of like not liking our podcast, which is good and bad. But I mean, I think it's good because a lot of people are watching, and then you have people defending us on the reviews, and you have people saying, I like this person the most, and maybe this person needs to like cheer up. And it's like, we all love Star Wars here. Trust me. We all want to be on the podcast. We all want to talk about Star Wars. No one's like disinterested that's here. So we're all going to talk about what we want to talk about pertaining to Star Wars. So, yeah, it's been a fun ride. And people have moved. People's families have grown. The next celebration after Japan will be the 50th anniversary of Star Wars, man.
That is wild.
But we don't know where it's going to be.
Where's I'm sure it's going to be. It's probably going to be here in California. Just so, you know, George Lucas can go and Harrison Ford.
Well, does George Lucas live primarily in California? Because I know his wife is in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be weird though to have to go to Chicago for the 50th. You would figure it'd be like California.
Yeah, I think it has to be here. So hopefully.
So yeah, 50,
I don't have to go that far.
50 years, man.
And we're still talking about on my screen right now. My other monitor, it just says a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I have it. It's always there. So
yeah, we're 6 years and they're 50 years.
Yeah, we'll catch up. Don't worry.
Man, if I live 50 more years, or I guess 44 more years, that'd be something. Still be doing the podcast.
Yeah. still
I don't know. Maybe
it.
Science and technology will. Like, I sometimes think about that. If I get to be that old, I'll have machines hooked up to me like Vader, keeping me alive.
And you know what? If I have machines hooked up to me and I have to wear a mask, I'm going to tell them, make sure it's in the Darth Vader helmet. So I have an excuse to wear that all day. And then you just hear me. Just
and have like a music
there.
File that you put in like to your chest box. Exactly. And you hit a button. Yeah. You sound like Vader. Yeah.
But anyways, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for being a part of this podcast for the past 6 years. And if you just joined us, thank you so much, and hopefully we can keep bringing you the news and keep bringing you our views on Star Wars. And again, we're we're pretty positive. I mean, we're not like all those other, some of those podcasts out there who just get all their listens and all their views by just bad mouthing Star Wars. That's not us. We've never done that. And we're not going to start. So we're just a couple of people who really love Star Wars and like talking about it. So,
yeah. Be thankful we just don't make up news.
What was that?
I said, be thankful we just don't make up news. Like,
yeah, like,
like some other sites.
Yeah, some other people.
We take news that people, that from people we trust.
Reputable and, people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Reputation counts, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but everyone knows that, so.
Yes, yeah, we haven't. It's all good. But so, again, like I said, everybody, thank you so much for being a part of this. And 6 years has been a hell of a ride, and we're still going. And hopefully you'll be here again for the next year and then the year after that, and we'll just keep going. So this was fun. Thank you all so much for listening and for watching us. And do you want to see us out, David, or because you have all the control? I have the controls over here, but I don't know how to use them properly. I don't want to mess them up. So you might have to.
All right, guys and girls, everyone. Thank you so much for 6 years. And like always, this is the way, and may the force be with you.
Always. Pew, pew, pew.